Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve.
Dr. Stephen Craig is a psychologist and an author. You can check him out online, drstephencraig.com. He's got a book, the whole deal. Very interesting guy, very smart guy. Comes in every Thursday. And this one, I got to be honest with you, Dr. Steve, I don't know what advice we can give these people just because it seems like they're doing everything right. Allison's going to share the email. Let's see if we can come up with a little help for these people.
Dear Blaine and Allison, I've been going to couples therapy with my husband for 6 months, and it's not working out well. The problem isn't that the therapist isn't good or that my husband isn't trying. It's just that I can't bring myself to care. My feelings for him have died. When I look at him, I can't even recall why I loved him in the first place. That isn't hate or anger. It's just indifference. He is a nice guy, but I feel nothing. But I am surrounded by people who tell me that I'm throwing everything away. They tell me he loves me so much that I can't waste that. His family is also telling people that I'm bipolar and a liar because I go to therapy and seem to try when I'm there, but then stop trying right away. It all comes down to the fact that he completely ignored me and the kids for 10 years, despite my pleas for him to make us a priority. Eventually, I just shut down and I can't start it up again. My question is, how do I restart the love engine? And is there something wrong with me that I can't? I'd like to love him, but I just don't. It makes me very sad, and I'm beating myself up over the fact that I'm the one leaving and destroying our marriage because I quit. How do I not feel guilty about this? I can't just forget about the past. Thanks, Sherry.
313-298-9630. Maybe you've experienced something like this and you can share a little advice on how you got past it or fixed it or reignited the flame. I mean, when I read this, I don't think there's any hope for these guys. It seems like they're doing the right things, but it just seems like she can't get over the past. She can't get over the fact that he wasn't there for her and the family. What do you think?
Sherry, I would at least try. Sometimes, I mean, maybe if you're in the same house, so you're still around each other constantly, maybe there is that saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Maybe if you tried a separation, maybe if you just tried a trial separation and just kind of went away, and maybe that would help you remember things about him that you liked, and maybe you'd find that maybe you missed some things. But maybe before you fully pull the plug, maybe just try the separation where you're just apart, mm-hmm. and you see how that goes.
Let's see what the people have to say. Janice is in Whitmore Lake. What do you think, Janice?
Hi there.
Hey.
Well, I think that she's worried about trying to find love again. Maybe she should try to like her husband first.
Hmm.
Think about the things that they did when they were dating, and just mini dates where you can be together and soft touches and get to like each other again.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? It feels like she's just so far past that.
Well, he's got to put a lot of work into it because mm-hmm. he's got to earn her like and love back again.
All right. Well, thank you for the advice. We appreciate it. Karen says she knows exactly how she feels. Dr. Steve, what do you think? What would you say to her if she were in your office?
The first thing you have to do in these is, before keeping something, I know it's a marriage, and that's what I do. I'm about helping save marriages or whatever. But the first thing you have to do before you keep it is figure out what you have. It's like when you're moving and you got to put all the stuff in boxes. You don't just keep everything. First you figure out, do I need this? You know, what do I have before
right.
I carry it around? So that makes me think that what we would talk about is really three things. But number one, we'll do a little quiz here.
Okay.
Okay? If you don't feed your dog and your dog dies, is that the dog's fault or your fault?
My fault.
Yeah.
If you don't change...
Feed your dog.
If you don't change the oil in your car and the engine blows, car's fault or your fault?
My fault.
If you don't water your lawn, lawn all dies, your fault or the lawn's fault?
Mother Nature's to blame, okay. too. She can rain once in a while.
Just trying to make them... Okay.
Right.
But it's your fault.
Yep.
Right. So this happens all the time. People don't water their plants and they blame themselves, but they don't water or feed their spouse and they blame the spouse.
Right.
Why is it her fault? So the first thing we'd have to get to is tell her, talk about it's not your fault. If you are not fed, it's not your fault for starving.
Right.
So and that's what drives this so much is like that it's kind of she keeps being led to believe it's your fault because you're not doing this. That's what I read in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to start. It's not your fault. You get to choose. Two, this one amazes me too. This isn't love. Another thing, you know. I am totally in love with Kate Upton.
Yeah.
So are we in love?
Nope.
Because she doesn't even know me.
Right.
I mean, she would if she knew me.
If she knew you, she would be all over
that. That's a whole
that.
Different thing.
Yeah, right, Verlander doesn't have a chance against you.
Right. But so the point is, it's not your fault, and you're really not in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third point is, you're not throwing away gold. Because if you don't really have love,
that's
you know,
it.
Sometimes I think of it, you know, you have those McDonald's Monopoly sweepstakes thing.
Yeah.
So you need two things to match.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if I have one of them, what do I got?
Nothing.
Right. I got trash on my dashboard.
Exactly.
Right. Don't throw that away.
Recycle it, though, please.
Okay. Right. Yeah. But that's what this, you know, you have to figure out what you have.
Right.
And so we start in that she's got to save it. She's got to fix it. But
there's nothing to save.
What is there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean it has to be over, but she has to start from figuring out what she has. Then you can decide, do I want to fix it? What do I want to do? But if you start from, oh, I have to save it, she's never going to get there because she hasn't put any value to it.
And it's not 100% on her to do that.
That's right.
It's 100% on the two of them to do that. They both share responsibility in this.
Right. You're not to blame. You both got to work on
it.
If he's not going to work on it, you don't have to do all the work. And you're not throwing away gold.
Yeah.
So you can decide based on that, not on, you know, all of this romantic, but he loves you so much. Great. But we're not in love.
Right, right.
So what do we got? So it sounds like I'm not helping her, but it's helped get perspective.
No, you're...
What do you have? Then you can decide. Otherwise, you're just chasing your tail around trying to figure out what to do.
I think your analogy with the McDonald's Monopoly pieces was perfect, because if you've got one and you got another that doesn't match, you really do have nothing.
Imagine running around holding up, look, I'm a millionaire.
No, you're not.
You don't have anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, listen, have a great Easter. Thanks for coming in. This is very enlightening. It's Therapy Thursday. Dr. Steve, you can check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Blaine and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD.